From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Zimbabwe's military has denied it staged a military takeover, but a spokesman said it was targeting criminals. Around 93-year-old President Robert Mugabe.
What the Zimbabwe Defense Forces is doing is to pacify a degenerating political, social, and economic situation in our country, which, if not addressed, may result in a violent conflict.
Major General S.B. Moyo said Mr. Mugabe and his family are safe. The action took place amid a dispute between the commanding general and the ruling ZANU-PF party. On Monday, General Constantino Chiwenga threatened to intervene to end what he called a purge of independence fighters from government. A party statement called that treasonable. Council on Foreign Relations Africa expert John Campbell said he believes what's developing is what he calls a peculiar coup.
By the time they're finished, Mugabe will be retained as at least a figurehead. However, I think his wife and her allies will be marginalized, and some of them, at least, I think, will end up in jail.
The army action followed the sacking of Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who's viewed as a possible Mugabe's successor. President Donald Trump is back at the White House following a 12-day, five-nation trip through Asia. He said he's proud of what he accomplished.
Very proud of it from a standpoint of security and safety, military, very proud, and trade. You will see numbers that you won't believe over the years. It was over a period of years. They will be treating us much differently than they have in the past.
He said North Korea remains a major global military threat and expressed concern about China's efforts to build and militarize outposts in the South China Sea. This is VOA News. China says it's dispatching a senior diplomat to North Korea, Special Envoy Song Tao, Friday, to discuss last month's Communist Party Congress. The Xinhua News Agency did not mention any discussion of nuclear or missile programs by Pyongyang. Thousands of Iranians spent a third night in the open after Sunday's massive 7.3 magnitude earthquake. Hundreds of aftershocks that rocked both Iran and Iraq, killing more than 500, injuring thousands more. This resident of the Iranian town of Esgelaz said the epicenter of the quake flattened her town. Residents are receiving no help. She said her children are shivering. Residents in damaged areas have complained of a lack of tents, blankets, water, and food. President Hassan Rouhani toured the city of Kermanshah, promising the government would move swiftly to help the homeless. The Saudi-led coalition air raid Tuesday on the airport in the rebel-controlled Yemeni capital Sana'a shut it down, destroying the airport's navigation system. The airfield is one of the humanitarian lifelines of the impoverished country in the grip of a struggle between the Saudi-backed government and Shia Houthi rebels. UN Refugee Agency spokesman William Spindler warned the country's 21 million people are at risk.
Yemen's conflict, which began in March 2015, has produced the world's largest humanitarian crisis. 2 million internally displaced people, 1 million returnees, and 280,000 refugees and asylum seekers are all struggling to survive.
A senior UN official appealed to the Saudi-led coalition to reopen seaports so aid can deal with spreading famine and cholera. The ports were closed to cut off weapon supplies. Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad Hariri said he'll return to his country from Saudi Arabia within 2 days, following his surprise resignation earlier this month over Iran and its proxy force in Lebanon, Hezbollah, which he accused of sowing strife. He also indicated he feared assassination. His sudden departure has caused a political crisis in Lebanon. Lebanon's foreign minister, Gibran Bazil, speaking in Paris, said when Mr. Hariri returns, he will go back to the normal situation of being prime minister and will decide his own fate. Lebanon's president said he will not accept the resignation until Mr. Hariri returns to formally submit it. Venezuela's government Tuesday vowed to make debt payments responsibly after two ratings agencies declared the South American oil exporter in partial default. The information minister said Caracas initiated payment of interest on its foreign debt, estimated to be $60 billion. A restructuring of the debt is seen as unlikely given U.S. sanctions. U.S. stocks in New York fell, with the benchmark Dow Jones losing 30 points to 23,409. Giant industrial conglomerate General Electric lost nearly 6% as the company undergoes a massive overhaul and investors weigh the company's future. Rising costs for services in October drove U.S. wholesale inflation to its highest level in more than 5 years. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.